Today's daf was Sukkah daf mem tes. At the beginning of the daf, we discussed the mizbeach, and we said how the story happened once where a tzaduki was doing the nisach hamayim, but he poured it all over his feet, and they started pelting him with their esrogim, and it caused a pegam in one of the chronos of the mizbeach. So they took a bull shel melech, they took a chunk of salt and stuck it into that pegam of the mizbeach to fill it in. Didn't make the mizbeach kosher because any mizbeach shein lo kevesh lo keren v'lo yisod v'lo ribua is pasul avoda, but at least it didn't look as bad for a little while. And then the Gemara tells us about the shisin of the mizbeach. There are three different drushas about the shisin, the holes that went down in the mizbeach. Rabbi Bar Bechana tells us, name Rabbi Yochanan, that misheshes yimei bereshes nivru, that they were already created from sheshes yimei bereshes, quoting from a pasuk in Shir Hashirim that refers to maisi yideyuman, the act of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in creating the shisin. Tanna Dibei Rabbi Shmuel also holds that they were from sheshes yimei bereshes. He darshins the word bereshes as barashis, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the shisin. And Rabbi Yossi darshins in the Braisa that no, maybe it wasn't from Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, maybe it was actually made by human hands, because the same pasuk from which we darshan the making of the Beis HaMikdash, or the making of the Mizbeach, we also darshan the making of the Shisin. So the implication is that even though it goes out at home, but still it was made by a human being, and that it wasn't made specifically by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. The Braisa then quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, a new Braisa that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says, not only that, it didn't even go all the way out at home. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik's opinion was that every once in a while, every very many years, 70 years, the Pirchei Kuhuna had to go into this small little crevice that was between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach to pull out all the congealed wine that was stuck there from 70 years of buildup. But it obviously didn't go down all the way till the Tahom. The Gemara tells us that Bakodesh HaSeich Nesach Sheikh Al Hashem teaches us that that wine that they pull out of there has to be Nisraf B'Kedusha, that has to be Srefaso B'Kedusha. So the Gemara points out that that din, that it has to be Srefaso B'Kedusha, might even work with the shita that holds the shisin went all the way out to home, but still it could be nisraf b'kedusha. You might still get it because they may have put a kli to catch it over there. And even if you hold it, and even if you hold that it doesn't go out to home, we assume that it no longer is subject to mi'ila because kol davar shenas mitzvaso, anything ein l'cha davar shenas mitzvaso molin bo. You don't have any such thing where you already did the primary mitzvah with it and it would still be subject to mi'ila. I think Mara tells us that the way they would plug up the holes in the mizbeach would make it look like they're pouring too much wine for the mizbeach to handle at one time, and that's a sign that that's the way a person is supposed to drink wine if he wants to be satisfied. Shouldn't sip small bits. You sip small bits of wine, small sips at a time, so then you'll be able to drink a lot. But if you drink large gulps, you'll be satisfied very quickly from the wine. It's different than food in that way. And the Gemara tells us a little bit about tznius. First, it talks about mayafu pamosein shel Yisrael, that how wonderful it is that the bas nediv, the offspring of Avram Avinu, who is called the nediv because he's the one that decided to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be megayer, that we go and we're all of the regal, and it's a wonderful thing. But the Gemara also says with the Torah is compared to a yerech, it's compared to a thigh, in that my yerech b'seser after v'torah b'seser, and that's part of the mile of tznius, is that we do things in a very quiet way. That's why the pasuk says that when the same pasuk that says v'atznei alechas v'asham alekecha was talking about sos mishpat v'avas chesed, which refers to achnasas kala and hotzas hameis, which are things that are normally done very publicly. So the Gemara says a kal v'chomer, things that are normally done before Hesya, still the Torah says, Hatznei Alechas, we should do it in a very private way. So Dvarim Shedarkan La'asos and Betzina, things that are supposed to be done privately, Alechas Kama V'Kama, we have to do it in a very private way. Then the Gemara talks about the relationship between Tzedakah and Chesed, that God allows Tzedakah Yosem Mikola Karbonos. Tzedakah is better than every Karbon, but still, G'dol G'milus Chesedim Yosem Tzedakah, even better than Tzedakah is Chesed. Chesed is greater than Tzedakah in three critical ways. First of all, tzedakah is only with money. Chesed is begufa also. Second of all, tzedakah you can only do with poor people. Chesed you can do with anybody, with ashirim also. Third, tzedakah you can only do with the living people. Chesed you can do with both living people and with dead people. Then the Gemara tells us a little bit about the concept of chayin. Kol adam sheyeshal of chayin biyadua shu yirei shamayim. If a person has chayin, then you know that he's yirei shamayim. And the daf concludes by darshing the pasuk pia pascha b'chachma v'soras chesed al l'shona. Shana. How can the pasuk refer to a Torah's Chesed? Is there such a thing as a Torah She'ina Shel Chesed? Meaning Torah's Chesed as opposed to what? So two possibilities. Either Torah Lishma is called Torah's Chesed, Torah Shelo Lishma is called Torah She'ina Shel Chesed, or Torah Lelamda, Zui Torah Shel Chesed. If the purpose of your learning is so you'll then be able to give it over to others, that's Torah Shel Chesed. But Shelo Lelamda, that's called the Torah She'ina Shel Chesed.